Hi, this is Dion from DOCRA, and I'm reporting on the mayoral imbizo on the IDP that happened on the 9th of November at the Salt Rock Library. We've done civils, we've done and roads, we've done electricity, and I'm now going to tackle community safety, community services and amenities. The executive director, Gopi, who is a very affable guy and a gentleman that we managed to interact with quite often on the issues of parks, couldn't unfortunately not be there. And one of his colleagues, Bongeni, did the presentation. The presentation included items for expenditure such as cemeteries, crematoriums, and things which I must admit I didn't pay too much attention to. Maybe I should have. But I didn't pay too much attention to those. And then we started getting more involved when it got to parks, the cleaning of parks, the number of bins. Questions were raised that we need more bins, that the bins are inadequate in the various areas. He agreed, and he will certainly take that up. That discussed the cleaning of the ablution facilities and the repair of ablution facilities. Unfortunately, they have lots of challenges where the ablution facilities get vandalized the minute they are repaired. However, these are public services that are very important. On a question from DOCRA as to when these will be done, because the season is upon us, they were agreeing that they were going to try and expedite the upgrade and or refurbishment and or minor repair and maintenance of the various ablution facilities on the various beaches. Another issue that came up was bus shelters. It was a rainy day, so it was quite apt. There are a number of bus shelters in our area which don't have roofs, or where the roofs are like sieves because of the rust, and there was quite a bit of discussion on how soon those can be repaired. There was also a question and discussion around Sheffield Beach beaches and the access to the beaches, the sets of stairs that have collapsed, and when are they going to be repaired and how are they going to be repaired, because repairing them in the same way that they were done before with steel nails is just not going to cut it, because they rust and then they affect the wood and so on. So there was quite a bit of discussion as to what, when, and where these staircases were going to be repaired and whether that would be done in time for the season. The last item that I want to discuss under this specific clause is air pollution. Although that came up as a separate item, there's definitely quite a concern about the toxic smells that is experienced apparently from Tinley Manor down to Zimbali, and that these toxic smells are a health hazard. We were advised that the whole question of air pollution is actually a regional metro issue. So the Ilembe district municipality is responsible for that. However, KDM undertook to interface with them to hear how the air monitoring stations are doing. There are apparently one or two air monitoring stations that have been put up to measure the quality of the air pollution, and there were already some discussions taking place with the big factories and the big suppliers, whether that be a pecanut plant, a fuel plant, SAPI, and some other businesses that could be responsible for the toxic smell. It was also picked up by Caesar Water a bit because of sewerage and waste management. How that was being done. So there definitely is a concern. There's a couple of initiatives, Facebook sites and so on, around the whole question of toxic smells. And this was also raised at the meeting. For the rest, the urgency at the moment was the question of waste on beaches and so on, as well as the ablution facilities. We then had a bit of a discussion about dumping and the proliferation thereof throughout the Ballito area, and the concerns, DOCRA raised its concern that there seems to be lack of control and monitoring of dumping. Obviously, it's a very difficult thing to do, and the municipality is fully aware of it. It costs them a lot more to go and clear the many different dumping sites at the moment, and they are busy with some plans looking at how to keep landlords or make landlords responsible and for dumping on their areas, and that they have to take the ownership of that. That is those were the main items that I felt that we should report on community services and amenities at this time. Thank you.